we have been chagrined to see baseless, absolutely baseless charges being made by a limited few. Even one minister I was surprised at. It's unfortunate the reporter didn't contact some other ministers, because one who served as a ministerial president after him of the Utah Valley has said that very kind things about our territory might disagree with my theology. And we've had offers of support from other ministers here, but people of every persuasion. We even have people to the right, the John Birch Society, a fine rancher out here, that offered us consolation and what could he do to help us in these times when we're being vilified. And we've had liberals, moderates. It's a beautiful valley in many ways. Certainly we've had harassment, things we don't like to have to endure. But I think the good people of this valley far outweigh the negative people. I think that Mr. Stone's sound and every church to take concern, or any group that has deep convictions, because I think that no one is immune from this kind of thing. I wouldn't believe that it could happen. It's been a growth experience. We've met wonderful people. A group of Methodists in Sacramento, who I never knew, made a press conference telling us some of the good work they had known that we've done, even as far away as they are from us. And other churches have done similarly. So we've met good people in these times, and I would say that the far majority of the press have been very responsible. We've had TV coverage in the Bay, and commentators have openly said, we don't like what you've been put through, and they have done this to many different groups, and no one seems to be immune. But I think that the freedom of the press is the most cherished thing, but we must have responsible reporting. And if I were any minister or church that could happen to be listening, take cognizance of this, because this has been the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Charges like we ransacked houses, made by a minister, absolute lie. Charges that Mr. Stone, who works 7 days a week in his office, has often taken positions differing from the church. Never once has he mixed his business with his religion. In fact, he is a Presbyterian, but attends our church because he admires our service ministry and our missionary work. And he has been elected even by our denomination, 100 churches in this Northern California area, to be on the governing board. But the man has no time to do work here. He never has legally counseled this church. We've not needed it. And then to see him accused by the same minister that he counseled a woman he never met, a woman that did not belong to our church and had been referred to us because she had attempted suicide several times, and to think that he was accused in black and white of counseling a woman who was dead before he ever came into the church. So this is what can happen to you. And if it had happened to People's Temple Christian Church, why couldn't it happen to anyone? I used to think, well, most reports, any newspaper article, it'll be at least half truth. But I've seen things this week that haven't had the most remote connection with truth. And this frightens me. And I've heard some on a call-in program say, get these people out of town. I think that a community should be more concerned about people who would want to get any group out of town. The freedom of religion is cherished. I know how I have behaved when other churches have been the brunt of persecution. I've always come to their defense. And I will even more so intently in the future defend and safeguard the right of religious assembly, the freedom of one's convictions, the right to conduct one's religious services in private and without duress and this kind of terrible persecution. I know one must expect it. As Harry Truman said, you can't take the heat, you better get out of the conviction. And that's the Christian life. If you're going to live the Christian life, you're going to get persecution. But what I don't like is to see good people in the community, like District Attorney Mr. Stone, have to undergo this kind of thing. And as he said, I thought so capably, that it seems that want to live the years of the before the religious wars to impose a final solution on those who differ from them. This is a desperate thing when people don't want to give another person the right to hold their beliefs. And I think it would be interesting for everyone to read his article in depth and see his point-by-point denial of all these stories. After all, he can be countered if the people he has accused of saying false things about him want to be heard. Let them come out, because they have nothing more to say but more groundless charges. If it's in this type of vein, at least, everything I've seen up until now has been utterly untrue. The idea that we're some kind of a faith-healing church, that all we are interested in doing is working in that realm. Each of our members, by the way, go for annual checkups, and if they can't afford it, our church pays their bills, dental bills, medical bills. And we have 9 of our students who are studying to be medical doctors in the 4 college dormitories that are sponsored by this church. People talk about, we've got so much money. Have you ever stopped to think that 104 students are being educated partially or fully in our dormitories in the terribly expensive fields of medicine and law and every profession? We really don't have enough. We'd like to build a drug rehabilitation center, and we don't have the money to do so, even though we have been successful in rehabilitating 127 people. Community that once were troublemakers are now making straight A's in college. And it's an interesting fact that never once has one member of People's Temple Youth been arrested for anything. They don't smoke, they don't use drugs, and alcohol, and they're good citizens. And I think that we have a right to exist, just as every church has a right to exist. And I really get concerned in 1972 when people will call up a radio station and say they should be run out of town. But this is only a small fringe, and a misinformed fringe. Why don't they come and see? There's been all this flack about investigation. Why, anyone can investigate. Come out and visit us. See what goes on. Look at our senior citizen home to the north. Of course, give notice to older people before you come. See 9 lovely people living in one of our senior citizen homes. Not one of them charged a penny. It's left up to their own conscience what they want to give. We have 2 in there that don't have a dime, and we maintain their support. I don't think you can do more than that. One little lady has been in another church and a volunteer worker for many years, and thus she ended up without Social Security and was referred to us. We took her in very gladly, and she had an art talent that her particular background had not permitted her to use. And we encouraged her again to take up her art. We've got her easels and her equipment, all the paints that she needs, and you should see the beautiful painting she's making for people and giving them away to people free that she's known in the community. So if a person will just come out and see, look at our animal shelter. We have the only animal shelter outside of the governmental agencies in this entire Mendocino area, and we take in dogs and cats every day and get them spayed so that there'll be less of a animal problem, and we give them homes, and this is just a few of the phases, not to mention clothing and food that are given to anyone that call, and the convalescent home, and the children's home, and all the service work that we do. People even go into some homes on a volunteer basis when people are older and do yard work. People we don't even know, people who are not members of the church. We're good citizens. We're honest citizens, and we have nothing to hide, and I hope that people will get the answers for themselves and quit listening to people who evidently are so insecure they have to knock others. Because I know that the Examiner reporter, for instance, that has been telling these things or reporting these false allegations, the same day he attacked me on Tuesday, he was attacking his own church, the Episcopalian Church, on another page. And I've understood from responsible church leaders of various denominations that this is his approach, very sharply critical of anything he writes about. And well, that's his right. I'm not worried about that. But he is responsible to tell the truth. Now attorneys are coming to us and telling us that he's got into the area of libel. I've never sued, have I been sued, and I don't like to think in those terms. But if it will cause him to be more careful in the future, before we attack innocent people, then we may consider such. We would like to say again, though, that the Examiner has been very, very kind. The editors have offered on Sunday to give a front page story of the good work that we're doing. And I think that will help to alleviate some of the fears and misunderstanding. And again, I say thank you so very much for the time that you've given us.
Reverend Jim Jones of the People's Temple Church for KUTI News, Salty Saline.